My dear elect and candidates, please come forward. Crunch time. Welcome to Holy Week. Now, this is a week that is different from all other weeks. It's a roller coaster of a week. Great highs and lows, peaks and valleys. We're going to be doing lots and lots of different things every time we come together. We've got the palms today. Tomorrow's a chrism mass where the oils are blessed. We don't do that all the time. Thursday, we wash feet. Friday, the veneration of the cross. Saturday night, the night we're looking forward to. That's when we bring out the fire. Lots and lots of different things going on. It's different. And it can be confusing. I mean, just look at this day. What do we call this day? Palm Sunday? What about Passion Sunday? It's a roller coaster, emotionally. It's a microcosm of what we will experience this week. I mean, we started all excited. We got our freebie. We got the palm. We processed in. We were singing hosannas. Joy-filled time, we were all excited, and now we have this gospel. Complete horror and tragedy. Roller coaster of emotions that will continue. This week, we remember. We remember all the events that lead to our salvation. We remember the peaks and the valleys, the highs and the lows. We also re-experience. And I don't mean that as reenacting. We know the ending. It's not like we're experiencing Holy Week anew for the first time and we don't know what's going on. It's like a movie that we see over and over again. Do you have a favorite movie? The three movies that I always cry at. Something for Joey, John Cappelletti and his brother Joey with leukemia. Old Yeller, Brian's Song. Just saw that again last week. I know what's coming. I know what's going to happen. But every time, I just sit there bawling. I experience it anew. I experience all the emotion underneath it all. I encourage all of us to experience Holy Week anew. Experience all that is underneath. Experience the immense, total, absolute love that God has for us. Love that is contained in all those peaks, all those highs that we will experience, all the excitement of this week, but also all the love that is contained in the valleys, in the lows, in the horror and tragedy. Experience love. All this week, celebrate love. Celebrate wholeheartedly at the end of this week. My friends, it's an intense time of preparation for you. Use this time wisely. Know that you're in our prayers. We are even more excited for the coming of the Easter Vigil than you are, believe it or not. Because then we welcome you as truly one of us. You gather with us around the Lord's table. Know we're praying for you. And go in the peace of Christ.